Well, good evening, everyone.
Good
to be here with you today. Praise God. The Lord is good. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Come on, lift up your hands with me. For the Lord is good, and His mercy endureth forever. Say one more time. For the Lord is good, and His mercy endureth forever. Amen. How many of you are glad to be saved? How many are glad to be filled with the Holy Ghost? How many are glad that you're washed in the blood of Jesus? Amen. How many are just glad for the sake of being glad? Praise God. Amen. God is so good. Amen. I am so honored to be here with you tonight. My. We had a time trying to get here this morning. Good Lord have mercy. I left home 4 this morning, which was 1 o'clock in the morning for you. Got to the airport, got a text. Your flight would be delayed in Atlanta to go to L.A. I said, well, reroute me then. So they rerouted me to go to Salt Lake City. Then to come here, got on the plane. They couldn't tell anything was wrong with the plane until we all got on the plane. Yeah. And was about to take off. Oh, well, this plane was struck by lightning. You're going to have to get off that plane. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I said, Lord Jesus, amen. But I'm here, praise God. God is good. Can you say amen? I want to thank the Apostle Michael and the First Lady, praise God, for giving me such this privilege to be here with you. It's not my right to be here. It's an honor for me to be here. And I'm so thankful. And also Mama Sophia, praise God, and she got me working. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, we give God praise. We give God praise. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Well, real quickly before we go on the Word tonight, I brought some books which I would like for you to get for a couple of reasons. Number one, when you get these books, you are literally helping me to go around the world. In the last 7 weeks, I've been to 7 different nations. And then in the next 10 weeks, I will be in 10 different nations. So this year, looking like we're going to do like 19 different nations all over the world. I don't even know if I'm coming or going, but I'm going somewhere. Praise God. Amen. And in August, we are establishing 3 new Bible schools. And it's called Dunamis Bible Academy. And I decided to do that because I noticed in my travels, and I traveled extensively, that people know theology, but they don't know the Word, or the Word of faith, authority, and power. On the other side, you got people who knows the Word, like the Word of faith and authority, and the prophetic, but they have no clue about theology. You need both. You need both. Are you listening? So that's why we're the slants, and we're taking this around the world. Hopefully, we believe in God to start about 10 Bible schools within the next 2 years. Amen. We've got one heading up in July. I'll be in Cote d'Ivoire, which is a French African nation as well. And so we're trying to bring it not costly to the people. We want them to be blessed. Can you say amen? Praise amen. God. So when you buy these books, you're literally helping me to do that. I'll tell you a little bit more about it later on. But I've written 34 books, I believe it is, or something like that. Okay. But I've only brought about 10 or 12 here with me. And I want to bring this to your attention. Healing belongs to you.
Amen.
You know, it's important for us. I see too many believers suffering today. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something?
Yes.
Most of the time when people are believing God for healing, it's too late. Not that God is late, but we've allowed ourselves to be struck. Prevention is better than cure. You need to build up your immune system. What is divine healing? Divine healing is healing that comes from above. When medical doctor comes to the end of their own expertise, that's not the end of God. What is divine healing? Divine healing and divine health is when all your internal organs and all your outward limbs are functioning at optimum capacity.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Divine health is the strengthening of your immune system.
Amen.
Satan will do anything to weaken your immune system. And this is why we got to do what the Word says in Luke chapter 5, verse 1. They pressed upon him to hear the Word of God. And you got to press upon Jesus,
yes.
Press upon His Word.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
I don't believe in healing because I saw somebody got healed. I don't believe in healing because I got healed myself. I believe in healing because it's in the book. It's in the word. Amen. If I never saw any healing, it make no difference to me. I will still preach it as hard as I can because it's in the book. And God cannot lie. Can you say amen to that? And this book will be a great blessing to you. Number the very first chapter, the flagellum of disease. I said, what's a flagellum? Well, you'll find out when you get the book. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. And then at the back there, he's got 101 healing promises in the scripture, and then daily healing confessions. You got to build yourself up in the word all the time. That's what these information which I'm giving you, these are what got me out of coma when I was struck with COVID. And the doctor didn't expect me to live. But the word works. Can you say amen? And then this one here, the blood of favor. A revelation of the blood of Jesus is a revelation of fearlessness. Did you get your copy? Huh? All right. It will be a blessing to you. Okay, I'm telling you, I love to talk about the blood of Jesus. Can you say amen? Praise God. Satan has no weapon in his arsenal that can deal with the blood. Can you say amen? And then this one here, turning your dreams into realities. This is for people who want to know how to stop being frustrated in life. This book will really help you. Keys to fulfilling your dreams. Amen. Can you say amen? Praise God. And then this one here, 7 ways to increase your anointing. This book is used in Jacksonville Theological Seminary. All right. And in Destiny Bible College, they use these books, all right? This will load you up. I'm telling you, this will load you up. Praise God. Not because I wrote it, but because you will get a lot of information. Praise God. And then get yourself ready for Prayer Coach this Friday. Hey. Amen. Get this book. It's called Prayer Coach. And there's all kind of prayers in there. These are not simple, sweet, sweet little prayers. Amen. Are you listening to me now? Amen. Let me get you want to hear a theological word? You've got to learn to do imprecatory prayers. You say, what's that? That's what David did. Oh God, smack them on the cheekbones. Break their teeth, oh God. Have you never read that in your Bible? That's what's called imprecatory prayers. Amen. You don't be nice to the devil. Can you say amen, somebody? Hallelujah. You know what your problem is? Too many of us, have you heard people say, well, I'm upset with God? Like God did anything wrong. I hear many Christian people say that. Well, I'm bitter against God. Why? What did God ever do against you? Nothing. Are you listening? We are bitter against God and nice to the devil. You got to be kidding me. No. We got to kick the devil. Praise God. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Praise God. So these books are the $15 each. And then these ones here, the big ones are $25. But the $15 one is any two for $25. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Praise God. Hallelujah. That's about it. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. Can you say God is good? Thank you, Lord. All right, I'll tell you a little bit more about it later on, what we're doing in the ministry. But let's get in the Word now. How many of you are ready for the Word? Praise God. Lift up your hands and say, I'm ready for God's Word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can you say amen?
Amen.
All right, let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for the Word of the living God. Spirit of God, I'm asking you today that you will think through my mind and that you will speak through my lips. Thank you for these, your wonderful people that got ears to hear, mind to understand, and heart to receive the Word of the living God. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
If you have your Bible tonight, let's open our Bible, please, to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19 and verse 20. Thank you, Jesus. We got a lot of scriptures to look at today. And so, I want you to follow along with me. All right, I want to talk to you today about embracing the prophetic. Can you say amen with me?
Amen.
Now, look at your neighbor and tell him this. Do not quench the prophetic, but embrace it. Now, look at me right now. When God wants to bring a change into your life, he will bring a prophet of God in your life, or he will release the prophetic in your life. When Satan wants to hurt you, he will bring the prophetic in your life too. You say, what? Yeah. What he believes in the prophetic, except that his prophetic is in the means of a curse. It's in the means of an enchantment. It's in the means of a spell. Are you hearing me, saints? The prophetic means the words are being released in your life that will change the trajectory of your life. Did you hear what I just said to you? Amen. So when God wants to change the trajectory of your life, how many of you right now could do with a better trajectory? Can I see your hands? Come on, say it to me, give it to me, Lord. Come on, say, give it to me, Lord. Oh, may God give you a better trajectory in your life. Amen. Come on, lift up your hands and say, I receive it. I'm not going to be the only one working here tonight. Amen. You're going to work with me. Come on, say, God, change my life. I've come here to prophesy on your life. God will change the trajectory of your ministry. God will change the trajectory of your family. Can you say amen? Amen. What the devil meant for evil, God will turn it for our good. Somebody shout yes. Yes. Glory to God. Can you say amen? Amen. God sent the prophet Elijah to a little widow woman. She said, we're going to eat our last piece of bread and die. But the prophetic change her life. Amen. You can do that. Go bake the cake. Go bake the biscuit. But bring it to me. Glory to God. Can you say amen? Amen. If that was in today's world today, CNN would be on it. Oh, my God. Amen. Preacher, steal with a woman's biscuit. Amen. Yeah. Am I right? The world would be going crazy. But no, listen. The prophetic is to get your eyes off your need and turn it into a seed to become a miracle into your life. Can you shout amen, somebody? Amen. Glory to God forever. Praise God. Amen. When Peter had an encounter with Jesus, his prophet, praise God. Amen. He said, Lord, we've worked all night long and we've got nothing. Are you listening? And some of us, that's the way we are right now. We are doing overtime, extra time, overtime, and any kind of time we can find. And we still cannot make the money to last all the week long or all the month long. But when you have an encounter, praise God, with the prophetic, glory be to God, God will give you a net-breaking, boat-sinking blessing. Can you say amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can you shout amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So the prophetic will change your life. So let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and let's read verse 19. I've got a number of scriptures to look at, and I can tell you ahead of time, don't try to take notes because you won't be able to keep up with me. So you can always listen to it back online again. Can you say amen? Praise God. All right, let's read verse 19 and verse 20. Ready? 1, 2, go. I'm using the King James, okay? 1, 2, go. Quench not the spirit. Now look at your neighbor and tell them, quench not the spirit. So how do we quench the spirit? How do we quench the spirit? Well, he tells you how the next verse. He says, quench not the spirit, what? Despise not prophesying. Come on, lift up your hands and say, I will not despise. I will not ignore. I will not overlook prophesying. Can you say amen? Now, let's go now. So one of the ways that we despise the prophetic is by what? Quenching prophesying. One of the way we quench the Holy Spirit from moving into our life is by quenching the prophetic. Are you listening to me now? Can you say amen? Amen. So we want to release that into your life today and over the next few days. So now let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 10 and verse 6. 1 Samuel chapter 10 and verse 6. What does the word tells us, everybody read with me now, please. Ready, 1, 2, go. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt. Now, stop right there. Sit, look at your neighbor and say, thou shalt prophesy. Sounds like a commandment to me, does it not? Amen. Sounds like a commandment. Thou shalt not kill. Amen. Thou shalt love thy neighbor. Thou shalt prophesy. So point your finger at your neighbor and tell them, thou shalt prophesy. And then what will happen when you prophesy? Thou shalt prophesy with them and shalt be turned into another man. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. You stop being Clark Kent and become Superman. Yes. Can you say amen? Glory to God. When you learn to prophesy. Now lift up your hands right now and say this with me. I am the prophet of my own life. lot of people are running around looking for a prophet to prophesy on them. Great, wonderful. If it happens, great. But you know what? If nobody ever prophesies on you, if Benny Hinn doesn't prophesy on you, or any of the prophetic guys doesn't prophesy on you, you can open your mouth wide and God will fill it, and you prophesy and you will be turned into another man. Can you say amen, somebody? Glory to God. He says, you shall be turned into another man. If you don't like the man that you are right now, change. Now, how do you change? Prophesy. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, prophesy. Release the word of the Lord. Can you say amen? Okay, now, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 1. We have to lay the groundwork today, okay? We have to lay the groundwork, and then by Monday night we can explode. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. So notice now, do not despise prophesying. Don't quench the Holy Ghost by quenching the prophetic out of your life. Then it says, when you prophesy, the Spirit of God will come upon you, and you will be turned into what? Another man. Now, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 1 says, follow after charity, or follow after love. Love is the base of everything that we do. And desire what? Spiritual gifts. Now, if you look in your Bible, you'll notice the word gifts is italicized, which means it was not there in the original Greek texts. So, because most of the time when you see a word which is italicized, in your King James Bible, it simply means it was added there by the discretion of the translators, but it was not there in the original Greek text. It was put there by the translators to supposedly to help us, but a lot of the time it takes away from what Paul was trying to say. So take out the word gifts. What does it say? Follow after charity and desire what? Spiritual. Now say this with me. Spiritual. You know what the word spiritual is here? It's the Greek word pneumatikos, which means the supernatural. So he says, follow after love and desire the supernatural. Does anybody here desire the supernatural? Come on, lift up your hands with me and say with me, I desire the supernatural. Say it again louder, please. I desire the supernatural. Now, you all know what the supernatural is, right? The supernatural is when super comes on your natural and make the natural do something super. Can you say amen? Amen? You know, people have the idea that Samson looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He looked nothing like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He probably looked like me, a little runt like me. Are you listening? All right? Didn't have any muscles. But what made Samson special is when the supernatural came upon him. Super came on the natural and enabled the natural to do something which is super. Can you shout amen? Come on, I prophesy on your life today, glory to God, that super, who is the Holy Ghost, is going to come upon you, the natural, and you, the natural, you're going to do something super duper in your life. Can you shout amen, somebody? Amen. You will have a supernatural ministry. Say yes.
Yes.
Come on, talk to me. Say yes.
Yes.
You will have a supernatural marriage.
Yes.
You don't sound like it. You will have a supernatural marriage. You will have a supernatural husband. Lord knows you need a supernatural husband. You will have a supernatural wife. Can you shout amen? You will have supernatural finances. You will have a supernatural business. Can you shout yes? Come on, put your hand out and say, bring it on, Jesus. Bring it on, Jesus. Bring it on, Jesus. Hallelujah. So he says, follow after love and desire the supernatural. I desire. Right? The supernatural. But rather that you may prophesy. So what does that tell you? Prophesying is one of the gateway into the supernatural. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Prophesying is one of the gateway, major gateway. The prophetic is one of the major gateway into the supernatural. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now. Let me show you something about prophet before I go any further. When you receive a prophetic word, how many of you have ever received a prophetic word? All right? The problem with many of us is that we use the prophetic word like a temporary respite from all the life's battles. The prophetic is not soothsaying. Are you listening? The prophetic is to bring about a turn into a situation. Can you say amen?
Amen.
If all, well, how do you feel after you got this prophetic? Whoo! I had goosebumps. Woo, my goosebumps had goosebumps. That's not the purpose of the prophetic. The purpose of the prophetic is not to give you goosebumps. If you want goosebumps, go stay outside 6 o'clock in the morning. You will have goosebumps. When I woke up 4 o'clock this morning, it was chilly. I had goosebumps, but that was not the prophetic. Are you hearing me, somebody? When the prophetic comes into your life, something supernatural will happen in your life, and there will be a turn of things, a turnaround in your life. Come on, somebody say amen. And the Bible tells you when God turns our captivity, our mouth was filled with laughter. May God turn your life around and put laughter in your mouth. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, let's go to Genesis chapter 20 and verse 7. This is what a prophet does. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. First prophet mentioned in the Bible. You know what's his name? Chapter 20 and verse 7. Now therefore restore this man his wife. Who's that talking about? Abraham. For he is a prophet. God testified that Abraham was what? A prophet. And he shall pray for you, and you will live. The purpose of the prophetic is to bring life in a death situation. Can you say amen? Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's look. Like I said, we're just getting from shallow into the deeper waters now. Let's go to 1 Samuel. Chapter 9. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Samuel chapter 9. After we read that, I'm going to explain to you what is the prophetic. And I'm going to show you three types of prophetic. And then I'm going to give you the tracks, the four lanes of the prophetic. And then I'm going to show you the levels of the prophetic. And then the purpose of the prophetic ministry. So, like I said, if you don't have time to write, don't worry about it. It's online. You can watch it again. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Now, 1 Samuel chapter 9. Come on, lift up your hands and say, I'm ready. Oh, are you ready for a turnaround in your life? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you come and have an encounter with a true prophet, your life will turn around. Can you say amen? Peter's life, turn around, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. Are you listening? When you have a true encounter with the prophetic, will bring about a supernatural turnaround in your life. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's read 1 Samuel chapter 9. And let's read verse 15. We're going to read verse 15, and then we're going to chop and change a little bit and come down to verse 27, but let's read a few verses. Now, notice something here. Now, let's read 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 15. Everybody read now. Now, the Lord had told Samuel in his ear. I need you to please underline that. The Lord had told Samuel what? In his ear, what? A day before. Before he ever encountered Saul, God had already spoken to him about Saul. That's the prophetic. Are you listening? So the Lord had told Samuel in his ear a day before Saul came, saying, let's keep it rolling, thank you, Jesus, saying what? Now the Hebrew says he revealed it to the ear of Samuel. Tomorrow about this time I will send thee a man out of the land of Benjamin, and thou shalt do what? Anoint him. Wow. On the line in your Bible, the purpose of the prophetic is to bring an anointing. Are you listening? The purpose of the prophetic is to deposit an anointing inside of you. Are you listening to me now? Now, I will send thee a man out of the land of Benjamin, and thou shalt anoint him to be what? Captain over my people Israel, that he may save the people out of the hand of the Philistines. For I have looked upon my people, because their cry is come up unto me. The prophetic is triggered when the people cry unto the Lord. You hear me now?
Yes.
It's a response to the cries of God's people. Let's keep it rolling, please. Hallelujah. Verse 17 and 18. And when Samuel saw, look at this now. Remember, he heard the Lord, right? Now he sees. So the prophetic involves what? Hearing and seeing. And when Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said unto him, behold, the man whom I spake to thee of, this same shall reign over my people. Now, let's read verse 18 now, please. Verse 18. Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, tell me, I pray thee, where is the what? The seer's house. Circle the word seer. Let's keep it rolling a little bit, please. And verse 19 says, and Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer. Go up before me into the high place, for you shall eat with me today, and tomorrow I will let thee go and will tell you all that is in your heart. That is, ladies and gentlemen, what the prophetic is in a nutshell. It is revealing the secrets of the heart that nobody knows except God. Are you listening now? It is to do what? It is to reveal. Let's go back to that verse again. I will tell you all that is in your heart. How many of you got some stuff in your heart that you never ever told anybody? There's some stuff maybe in your heart that you never even told your husband. Are you listening to me now? But God knows everything. And so when you have an encounter with the true prophetic, it will be the unveiling, the revealing, a revelation of the secrets of the hearts. Can you shout amen, somebody?
Amen.
Glory to God forever. Can you say amen? And it says in verse 20, look at this now. Look at how the prophetic is. The prophetic will give you a word of knowledge and give you a word of wisdom. A word of knowledge has to do with the past and the present, whereas the word of wisdom has to do with the future. He says, as for thine asses that were lost 3 days ago, that's a word of knowledge that he did not know anything about. But God revealed it to him. Are you listening now? And he says, set not your mind on them, for they are found. Glory to God. Woo! Somebody say amen. So part of the prophetic will cause you to operate in the different facets of the gifts of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you this right now. A church, a ministry will not have, or a preacher will not have the supernatural edge that he is craving for if he does not activate the gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit is what gives the church, a preacher. Are you listening to me now? A ministry, the supernatural edge. Can you shout amen? Come on, lift up your hands and say, I want the supernatural edge. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, everything I'm giving you here is out of the word, right? Thank you, Lord. Now, watch this. Now, he said now, listen to this. I'm stepping ahead of myself, all right? Saul was looking for the lost donkeys of his father Kish. Right? He was pacing up and down and couldn't find it. But the prophetic located it. Glory to God. What am I trying to tell you? When you have the prophetic in your life, your days of pacing up and down and finding nothing, it's over. Can you shout hallelujah? And whatever you have lost will be located, glory to God, by the prophetic. Come on, lift up your hands and say, I receive it. And some of you have lost money. See, he lost his, his father's donkey were lost. You might think, well, what's the big deal about donkeys? They were wealth. Are you listening to me now? And some of you right now, you've lost some wealth. You've lost your father's inheritance. And they've taken away your land. They've taken away your house. But let me tell you right now, activate the supernatural. Activate the prophetic glory, better God. And that which the enemy has stolen from you will be located and be given back into your life. Shout amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now watch this. Verse 27. Let's come down to verse 27. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God forever. Hallelujah. In fact, what we're going to do, let's go down to verse 25 till verse 27. Got it? Let's read now. And when they were come down from the high place into the city, Samuel communed with Saul upon the top of the house. Doesn't that sound familiar to you? When Peter went on top of the house, he was praying. Remember that? Yes. And then he saw a vision. Remember that? Yes. Now, and they arose early, and it came to pass about the spring of that day that Samuel called Saul to the top of the house, saying, up, that I may send thee away. And Saul arose, and they went out, both of them, he and Samuel, abroad. Now, look at this now, him and Samuel abroad. He's about to have a prophetic encounter. And as they were going down, now watch this now. Everybody read now. As they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, bid your servant to pass on before us. And this is a coming separation. And he passed on. Then what? But stand thou still a while. Ah, there's the key. Stand thou still a while, that I may show thee the word of God. You know why we don't have the prophetic? Because we're too restless. Stand still. Stay still. Be still and know that I am God. Are you hearing me, saints? But too many people are running here and there, helter-skelter. Are you hearing me now? Busy, 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 busy. Not have time for anything. Don't have time for God's word. Don't have time for prayer. Don't have time for anything. And then they want the prophetic. No, be still. Be still. Can you say amen? If you want the dove of the Holy Ghost to come upon you, you got to be still. Are you listening? Too many of us like wild horses. Huh? Running here and running there. Be still. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, be still. Come on, tell them, stand still. Stop running around. Are you listening to me now? Can you say amen? Stand still, glory to God, that I may show thee the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Can you say thank you, Jesus? All right, now, so notice that if you read 1 Samuel chapter 10, let's go to chapter 10 and verse 1. Look what happened to him when he stood still, right? Look what happened to him, and that, I hope to God that's what happened to you. Are you listening to me now? Can you say amen, saints? Everybody read now. Everybody read together, please. Then Samuel took a vial of oil. What is the oil symbolic of? the Holy Ghost, the anointing, and poured it upon his head and did what? And kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord has anointed you to be what? Captain. My. When you have a prophetic encounter, remember that Saul was from the tribe of Benjamin. It was the smallest tribe and he came from the smallest family. But when you have a prophetic encounter, God will take you from the guttermost and take you to the uppermost. Can you say amen? He will take you from the back of the line and take you to the front of the line. Can you shout amen? You will be the head and not the tail. You may start out as a tail, but you will be the head. You may start out at the bottom, but you'll go all the way to the top. Come on, touch your neighbor and say, I'll see you at the top. Years ago, Zig Ziglar wrote a book, See You at the Top. Glory to God. Can you say amen? Come on. Point your finger at your neighbor and tell them, I'll see you at the top. Say it again. Look at your other neighbor and say, I'll see you at the top. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. And it's the prophetic that will take you over the top. Can you say amen? Amen. You're going to become a captain over his inheritance. Look at the next verse, please. Glory to God. And when you are departed from me, once you receive that prophetic encounter, when you are departed from me today, you will find two men by Rachel's sepulcher. Amen. Some of us were looking for destiny helpers and we can't find them. But when you have a prophetic encounter, God will send people into your life. Amen. The people that have been avoiding you by the millions, they will start coming into your life. He says, you will find them and they will say unto you, the answers which you want to seek for are found, and lo, your father has left the care. Let's come down to verse 3, please. Glory to God. And come on, everybody read with me now. Hallelujah. Then thou shalt go on forward from here. Come on, lift up your hands. Say, from today, I'm going forward. Oh, you don't sound like it. Come on. Say, from today. Are you going backwards or forward?
Forward.
Come on, are you going backwards or forward?
Forward.
Going down, going up?
Up.
Progressing or regressing? Oh, from today, you're going to go forward. Your ministry will go forward. Your finances will go forward. Your children will go forward. Can you shout amen? Your vision will go forward. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not going down. I'm going up. I'm not regressing. I'm progressing. I'm not getting worse. I'm going to get better and better and better. Can you shout amen? Hallelujah. And you, there shall meet you three men. Going up to God to Bethel, one carrying three kids, another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Prosperity, praise God. And they will do what? Salute thee. There's a connection between the prophetic and prosperity. That's why Satan fights so hard to keep you away from the prophetic. Because he knows as long as he can keep you away from the prophetic, he'll keep you away from power and he'll keep you away from prosperity. Can you say amen?
Amen.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What is a prophet? What is a prophet? And what is the prophetic? You ready? Can't get better than this. I couldn't find any better. I can give you the Hebrew. I'm going to give you the Hebrew in a minute. But this is the best definition ever. Not that I came up with it. Watch this. You ready?
Yes.
A prophet is one who sees the invisible, hears the inaudible, and speaks the unspoken. You hear that? A prophet is what? One who sees the invisible, hears the inaudible, and speaks the unspoken. Isn't that good? Whew, thank you, Jesus. You've just been to Bible school. Thank you, Jesus. That's what I teach in the Bible school when we teach on the prophetic. A prophet is one who sees the invisibles. He hears the inaudible. Inaudible doesn't mean unspoken. It just means you can't hear it. But a prophet, glory to God, you just read. Samuel heard the word of the Lord. And he saw. Are you listening? So he sees the invisible, hears the inaudible, and speak that which is unspoken. Can you say amen? And with the three combined, it brings a supernatural change. Thank you, Jesus. Can you shout amen? Now, why don't you write this down? There are three types of prophets. Three types of prophets. In the Old Testament, there are three Hebrew words translated as prophet. Why don't you write this down, please? Number one, it is a Nabi prophet. Nabi is the most commonly used word to refer to a prophet. And the word Nabi means to bubble forth. To bubble forth. That which bubbles. Something is bubbling on the inside of you. And you start to utter it. Are you listening to me now? Can you say amen? So it means to bubble forth as from a fountain, hence to utter. Can you say amen? Now. So that's a prophet that is operating with his mouth. A Nabi prophet is a prophet that operates with what? His mouth. Then you've got the Rohe prophet. Rohe, R-O-E-H. And that means a better word is the word seer. Now, the Nabi, speaks. The Roe sees. He sees in the realm of the spirit. Can you say amen? Samuel could see. And a seer, a Roe prophet, typically receives prophetic revelation in dreams and visions. Are you hearing me, saints? Then, the third type of prophet, which is also connected to the seer, is a Jose, not Hispanic Jose, all right? Jose prophet, H-O-Z-E-H. H-O-Z-E-H. In fact, I want to show you this. Let's go to 1 Chronicles chapter 29. 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 29. Thank you, Lord. Can you say hallelujah? And sometimes, if you don't understand this phenomenon about the prophetic, and all you know is church and theology, prophetic people will drive you nuts because you don't understand them. All right, now watch this. Let's all read verse 29. Got it? Ready? One, two, go. Now, the acts of David the king, first and last, behold, they are written what? In the book of Samuel the seer, that's a Rohe. Nathan the prophet, Nabi. And Gad the seer, Jose. All three are mentioned in one sentence. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Are you learning anything?
Yes.
Now write this down. Write this down. Thank you, Jesus. I don't want to swamp you with too much information, but listen to this. When it comes to the prophetic, you got four tracks or four lanes. And if you don't understand these four lanes, you will not understand prophetic people. You hear me? Write this down. So I've shown you three types of prophets, but now write this down. One track is the hearing track. These are people who hear the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord has come unto me. Have you heard people say that when they prophesy? The word of the Lord has come unto me. Well, they heard the word of God, just like Samuel heard. So you've got the hearing track. And so you've got prophet that only operates on the hearing track. And then you've got the prophet, praise God, that operates in the seeing track. Are you listening? Not, they don't so much hear, but they see things. They see things in the spirit. They can discern things in the spirit. They can see what's going to happen ahead of time. Sometimes they will even tell you, I saw that. Is that a deja vu? No, it was a prophetic gift inside of you. Are you listening? So it's not just a hearing track, but the what? The seeing track. Now, here's a third type that will drive you nuts if you don't understand the prophetic people. These are the people who have impressions. I just feel impressed of the Lord. How come you're always feeling impressed? Huh? How many of you ever met people like that? Well, I just had this impression. And you had nothing. Right? You were lost as a goose in the dark. You perceived nothing. But they had this impression. The Apostle Paul was like that. I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt. Remember he said that? And there was no weather channel. Huh? No weather channel. No 24-hour weather channel. But he knew in his spirit the danger is ahead of time. But they did not listen to him. They overruled his impression. Only to run into a storm. And if you don't understand that there are people like that. That they have an impression in their spirit. So you've got the what? The hearing track. The seeing track. And then the what? Impression track. I like the fourth one. Glory to God. That's the power track. Glory to God. That's like Elijah. Woo! Glory to God. There's not going to be any rain until I say so. Huh? These are power track. You know what was amazing about Jesus? He operated in all four of them. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Now, it may be that you're only operating on the hearing track. It may be that you're only operating on the seeing track. It may be that you're only operating on the impression track. But ask God, say, God, glory to God, give me the power track. Amen. And you can do that by desiring it. You can pray for it, desire it, fast for it, glory to God, and God will give it to you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You got the four tracks?
Yes.
Get that lane. Get that lane. The more you stay in that faithful in that lane, God will add more. Can you say amen? And the more you're faithful in that other lane, God will add more. And the more you're faithful in that lane, glory to God, God will give you the fourth one. Woo! When you come out, glory to God, things, you're going to have a supernatural ministry. Demons will be afraid of you. Can you shout amen, somebody?
Amen.
And that takes time to mature. For example, Papa Cirillo, he had that. Kenneth Hagin, he had that. Now, these are guys who were matured in the prophetic. Are you listening to me now? Can you say amen?
Amen.
I was sitting the apostle today. I was watching a program the other day about Marisola going to Africa. And all the witches got together and said, hey, don't even come 30 miles close to the place where he's at. And even when he's left, stay away for 30 days. Are you hearing me, saints? That is somebody. Are you listening? That's operating. You know who else walked like that? Lester Sumrall.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
My. These were giants of the faith. Paid the price. Paid their dues. But it grew over time. That's why you've got to stand still. Stop running here and there and everywhere. Are you listening? Stay in your lane. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, stay in your lane. Hallelujah. And the more you stay in your lane, the more God will enlarge your lane. Glory to God. Amen. You may start out as a hearing track, as the hearing lane. Then God will show you the seeing lane. Then God will show you the impression lane. And then God will give you the power lane. Because the prophetic operates on trust. Can God trust you?
Yes.
can God trust you? Are you listening? Because people have made merchandise of the prophetic. I'll prophesy on you for $250. I'll give you $1,000 prophecy. I'll give you $2,000 prophecy. I'm not here to knock anybody, but we're not here to make merchandise of the anointing. Can you say amen? Can you shout amen, somebody? Somebody say hallelujah. Come on, lift up your hand. Say, God, I need more. Come on, say, God, I need more. I need more of the prophetic in my life. Can you say amen? Thank you, Jesus. Let me give you a couple more things and we're done for the time. We'll carry on tomorrow. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, listen to this. There are different levels of the prophetic. If you don't have it right now, go for the faith level, which means what? Lord, I want it by faith. Yeah. Right? Everything that you start by faith, do you not? Right. How many of you remember when you first started to preach, you preached by faith? Because you didn't know how to preach. Huh? When I first started out to preach, I didn't know how to preach. Well, I said, oh, bless God, I'm going to preach by faith. I didn't feel anointed. I just did it by faith. Until a time came, the anointing showed up.
Come on.
But I started out with what? Faith. So you start to prophesy on the faith level. Can you say amen? And Paul says, you can all prophesy. That means any believer can prophesy. Can you say amen? And that is the elementary level of the prophetic, the faith level. Any believer can access this level of the prophetic. Can you say amen? The second level, which is a higher level, is the gift level, where you have the gift of prophecy. Then the level that you want to go for, that's by Jesus, the office level. Anybody can operate at the faith level, but not everybody can operate at the ministry gift level. Are you listening to me now? Can you say amen? Let's close with this. Are you ready to shout a little bit? Let's get out of here on a high. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm sure you got enough points for today. Thank you, Lord. I love this. Let's look at this. The purpose of the prophetic. It's not to give you goosebumps. I didn't come here to give you goosebumps today. Number one, I want you to write this. Look at this. Let's look at Hosea chapter 12. I love this. I love this verse. My God, this is what I told you. Anytime God wants to do something supernatural in your life, he's going to send the prophetic in your life. Are you listening? And the prophetic is accurate, ladies and gentlemen. It's not about, yay, saith the Lord. Yay, saith the Lord. Your life is going to get better. Yes, you have suffered. Who hasn't suffered in life? We've all suffered, right? Yay, you have suffered. Yay, you've been through the valley. Yay, the valley was deep and long. And yay, you've been there for years. But saith the Lord, your life is about to be changed. Good Lord, anybody can say that. Right? But the prophetic is to reveal the what? The heart, the secrets of the heart. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
Now, let's go to Hebrews in chapter 12 and verse 13. Woo, thank you, Lord Jesus. Got it? Hebrews in chapter 12 and verse 13. Let's read together, please. I love this verse. Chapter 12, maybe I got it wrong then. Let's see. That's not Hosea, is it? No, it's Hebrews. Let's go to Hosea in the Old Testament. Hosea chapter 12 and verse 13. Thank you, Lord. It's in the Old Testament. All right. Everybody read now. Ready? Look on the screen and read. One, two, go. And by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. Are you listening?
So what's the purpose of the prophetic? It is to take you away from slavery. It is to take you away from bondage. It is to take you away from a hard life and bring you, glory to God, into your promised land. By a prophet, God took Israel. Who was that? Moses. And by a prophet, he preserved them. Who was that? Joshua. So there is what? Deliverance and protection through the prophetic. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Number two, write this down, please. The second, so it's number one is change, take you away from what? Bondage. And bring you into the what? The promised land and protect you. Number two, ladies and gentlemen, glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Write this down. We just read it right now in 1 Samuel chapter 9 and 1 Samuel chapter 10. You just read it over and over again. The prophetic is to change the trajectory of a person's journey and destiny. Amen.
Amen.
Can you say amen? Saul was a nobody from the tribe of Benjamin, the smallest tribe. But once he had an encounter with Samuel, he was no longer a nobody. He was no longer the little guy from the smallest tribe. He became head and shoulders above everybody. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you lift up your hands right now and say, my destiny will change.
My destiny will change.
Point your finger at your neighbor and tell them this, the trajectory of your life is about to be changed. Can you say amen? The trajectory of this church is about to go on a higher level, on a highway of success. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It reminded me of, how many have heard of Billy Joe Doherty? He's gone on to be with Jesus now. He said, you know, he's in Tulsa. He said one day he was praying, right? He was praying. He said, my, Lord, today it is so easy to pray. He said, God, today, you know, because how many of you, when you pray sometimes, it feels like you're bouncing against the walls, right? He said, Lord, today, woo, it's easy to pray. And he heard the Holy Ghost spoke to his spirit and said, yeah, that's because my son is in town. He said, well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Right? So he kept on praying again. He said, Lord, it's so easy to pray. He said, yeah, because my son is in town. He just assumed that the Lord was talking about Jesus. The Father was talking about Jesus. He kept on praying again. He said, Lord, it's so easy to pray. He said, yes, I told you my son is in town. He said, what do you mean, Lord? I know Jesus is here already. He said, no, I know Jesus is here, but my son Lester came to town. When Lester Sumrall came in, all them demons in Tulsa went to Oklahoma City. Are you hearing me, somebody? Can you say amen? Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. When Pastor, amen, when Apostle Michael walked into San Francisco, all them devils would leave. Can you say amen? Come on, somebody say hallelujah. You are, come on, lift up your hands. Say, we are prophetic people. We are power people. We are word people. We are spirit people. Everywhere we go, we are the tabernacle of God. We are the presence of God. Can you say amen? We carry the Shekinah glory of God. And every time God goes somewhere, glory to God, there's light and power and lightning and earthquake. Everywhere you go, there's going to be an earthquake of revival because you are carrier of the glory of God. Can you shout amen? I absolutely believe that when I walk into a place, the glory of the Lord has to be in that place. When I'm looking for the glory, I am a carrier of the glory. You are a carrier of the glory. Come on, put your hand on your belly and say, I am a carrier of the glory. The more you pray in the spirit, prophesy. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, pray in the spirit and prophesy. Pray in the spirit and then what? Prophesy. And what happens? You have an open heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the prophetic change the trajectory of your life. Watch this. Let's go to Ezra chapter 6. Let's close with this. Thank you, Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ezra chapter 6, and look at verse 14. Mikabo santa bragede sante. Come on, stand on your feet with me. Hallelujah. And begin to pray with me in the Holy Ghost. Kebra makata bo shatada. Rabaka shata basate. Now, everybody read with me now. Look at this. Everybody read now. Ezra. Let's all read together, please. And the elders of the Jews builded, and they
prospered
through the And then what happened? Then they built and finished it. What happens when you begin to prophesy? You will build and you'll finish it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
They builded the temple and finished it. They built the temple and finished it. Can you shout amen?
Amen?
You will build the ministry that God gives you and finish it. You will build that business that God has called you to build and finish it. They prospered by the prophesying. You will prosper by the prophesying. Come on, lift up that hand right now. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Nekabo nebrakata mashata. Nifragadu debrabane. Come on, come on, come on. Open your mouth right now and prophesy. Ekarabo shata labose. Eframaniro sakalabosa. Rebanda lebo shimalabo sikalabonde. Prophesy your health right now. Prophesy your health right now. Nikabo rabashata namasate. Glory, 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 glory. Mi frake mi nombranda ni nongla mande blegaha. Sakalamo shata bahada boho. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Osibre me me kataboda bashate. Come on, come on, come on, stir it up. Stir up the gift of God within you. Stir up the gift of God within you. Hallelujah. Abranga demra makata labo shata labo. Amrika namo sandam remene mesote. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Can you do for you a great, you do miracles so great? Can you do for you a great, you do miracles so great? Thank you, Jesus. Come on, lift up that hand right now. Lift up that hand right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, lift up that hand right now. Glory, glory, glory. Just a chorus. For you are great. Come on, lift up your hands right now.
You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Come on, lift up your holy hands. Yes, Lord.
You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Come on, one more time. Hallelujah.
For you are great.
Come on, lift up your voices.
You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There's no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great.
There is no one else like you.
I'll be with you for the next couple more days, and we will be praying for everybody. But tonight, if you want to be like Saul, that says after he had a prophetic encounter and he was turned into another man, turned into another woman, I believe your time is here tonight. And it may be that some of you here already operate in the ministry, in the prophetic, but only in one track. And you want to go into another track. And the Lord is here to give that to you tonight. So as we worship the Lord with a song, I want to pray with you that that word resonated in your spirit tonight. And tomorrow we'll have more time to pray and do a lot more tomorrow. But I want you to come forward real quickly right now. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead.